to number three on our agenda. Moving on to number three on our agenda, which is the harbour revision order. In December 2015, the executive agreed to maintain Newport as a statutory harbour and to undertake a statutory consultation for a new harbour revision order, an HRO. Prior to this, the council had agreed to undertake a pre-application consultation to inform the formal process. This report seeks to provide the board with a progress report of these works and a current position statement. Let's ask you to take your hand, please.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yes, the purpose of this report is to provide you with an update on the work that has been taking place on the harbour revision order, the process being agreed back in 2015. Really, it's to tell you that we went through an informal process in regards to the harbour revision order in terms of consulting on the documents that we provided. That went to a number of people, including our own harbour user group meeting. And then after that, we then conducted the formal consultation, which you have to do as part of this process, and went through the formal advertising of that and the relevant process that we need to do for that. At the end of that process, the objections, and there were I think about 15 objections, needed to be sent off to the MMO for them to review and to come back to us with their views. They have done that. They've asked us in the first instance that we actually contact all of the individuals concerned, the objections in, which we have done. And we've asked those individuals whether they would like to meet with us, go through their objections to see whether we can resolve any of those issues, which we'll obviously clearly try to do. Having done that, they're scheduled for next week. Having done that, the MMO will have to make a decision about whether they are valid objections or not. We haven't yet had that view from them in total, but they will have to make that decision because it's not council decision as to regards to whether we have an HRO, it's an MMO decision. So we will have to see from them once we've had the meetings next week what decisions they're going to make about whether to agree the harbour revision order or not. We have been through quite a lengthy process. The informal consultation is something we chose to do in advance of the official consultation, and that allowed us to amend the harbour revision order with the comments that had been made prior to going out to formal consultation. We've now got through that formal consultation and out the other side, as I've said, and now we're in a position of just seeing if we can try and resolve some of the issues that people have raised. We may not be able to do that in every instance. As a result of that, that will be a decision for the MMO to make about whether they think they're valid objections or not. And that's where we are presently, so we're more than happy to invite any questions.
Do we have any questions?
I understand that if we're unable to resolve the issues and then I will decide that they do need to hold a public inquiry, which is estimated to cost $50,000. That would be yet another charge against the harbour account.
Yes, it would.
Do we have any more questions? To note the report is written and accept that this is the progress to date.
Yep.